T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, a man who was once an attorney in Orange County will die in prison. He murdered his ex-wife during what many friends thought was an unusual vacation.
He practiced law in Irvine. Lonnie Kokontis, former attorney, now sentenced for the murder of his wife back in 2006.
Sentenced to life without the possibility of parole for strangling his ex-wife, throwing her body overboard on a Mediterranean cruise.
Kimberly Eds with the Orange County District Attorney's Office tells KNX it was an elaborate scheme.
Picking the perfect ship, the perfect room to commit the murder.
She says the strangulation of his ex became key evidence against him. At autopsy, they discovered that she had not drown, that she was dead before tossed into the ocean.
That decision led to his conviction and prison for the rest of his life.
Prosecutors also alleged he'd made changes to their wills. Even though they were divorced, they were still financially entangled. Those changes coming just before her murder. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Nearly 36 people have been arrested by the looting task force in the city of Long Beach for allegedly committing crimes during the recent protests. Police spokeswoman Allison Gallagher tells KNX 34 people have been taken into custody since the task force was created back in June.
The task force utilizes video and photo evidence collected from various sources, including business and residential surveillance systems, social media, news coverage, and online submissions gathered through our evidence portal to identify the suspects.
Gallagher says the arrests have been for a variety of crimes, including looting, burglary, and vandalism.
We have breaking news, and it's what firefighters and homeowners did not want to hear about the Bobcat Fire. Homes are burning in Juniper Hills. That's not far from Little Rock and Pear Blossom in the high desert. Firefighters are now focusing their efforts along the foothills of the Antelope Valley, where the fire has split into three heads. Additional evacuation orders have been issued, forcing residents to leave their homes near Highway 39, south of East Fork Road, west of Glendora Mountain Road, and north of Glendora Ridge Road. LA County Fire Captain David Dantich tells KNX firefighters are also hard at work to protect the Mount Wilson Observatory.
There is unburned fuel between the fire itself and Mount Wilson Observatory, but we do still have units in structural defense in place, and they are making a more defensible space in case there was a chance that the fire did go towards that way again.
The fire has burned more than 60,000 acres. Containment is up from 9 to 15%.
Multiple agencies now involved in a criminal investigation of the people who allegedly started the El Dorado fire following the death of a firefighter who was on the lines trying to contain that fire.
The death of the firefighter was confirmed by the U.S. Forest Service as having happened on Thursday. Captain Bennett Malloy, an investigator with CAL FIRE, says multiple agencies are now involved in examinations as to how that death occurred, but the probe also extends back to the actual start of the fire during a family's gender reveal party on September 5th.
We would still be compiling, just like before the death would be compiling a report and filing that with the district attorney for his review and filing the appropriate charges. So none of that has changed.
Those charges originally might have centered on the section of law related to recklessly causing a fire, but now, depending on the findings of the cause of the firefighter's death, the people who set the fire could face charges of involuntary manslaughter. The investigation is being handled on an expedited basis, but Malloy says the probe will be very thorough at the same time and is not subject to any time constraints. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Thanks to the hard work by fire crews, the El Dorado fire is now 66% contained, leading to the cancellation of evacuation orders for Mountain Home Village and Forest Falls communities. Evacuation orders remain in effect for Angeles Oaks and Seven Oaks.
Lawyer for John Kizzee's family disputes the Sheriff's Department claim that Kizzee was holding a loaded pistol when he was fatally shot by deputies.
Attorney Carl Douglas describes the shooting as an execution and says in a statement that witnesses reported Kizzee had nothing in his hands when the younger deputy fired his first three shots at him.
The deputies saw the gun and drew their pistols as Kizzee stopped, bent over, reached back, and picked up the pistol.
Sheriff's Captain Kent Wagner.
Each deputy fired at Kizzee, striking him several times in the torso.
This latest account of the August 31st shooting that's prompted several protests is different from earlier ones in which department officials said Kizzee was shot after dropping the gun or moving towards it.
That's just not a discrepancy at all.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
He did make a motion towards the gun. He actually recovered the gun and pointed at the deputies.
The deputies fired a total of 19 shots. According to Douglas, 16 were fired after Kizzee was down and clearly mortally wounded, posing no threat to any deputy. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Orange County health officials are reporting another 247 new COVID-19 cases and 8 additional deaths. That brings the death toll in the county to 1,123. The Orange County positivity and death case rate numbers continue to improve as it moves closer to reaching a less restrictive tier when it comes to the state's guidelines for reopening businesses.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.